The American spy novelist Robert Littell, author of such thrillers as The Defection of A.J. Le Winter and The Amateur, has just published a nearly 900-page opus about the birth and life of the Central Intelligence Agency. It's called The Company. Alan Chews has a review.
If you're at all familiar with the CIA, you know the basic outline of the plot. In the wake of World War II, the newly formed secret agency recruits mostly young Ivy League graduates for its enterprise in espionage against the growing Soviet threat. In Robert Littell's version of the story, resident agent Harvey Turiti, known to his colleagues as the Sorcerer, stakes out East Berlin as a listening post on the Soviet Empire, and Turiti and his apprentices go on to try and deal with the Soviet invasion of Hungary, and thence to the Bay of Pigs fiasco, and then to Afghanistan, and back to the Soviets on the verge of Glasnost. In a book that deals with this much political and historical material, you think that there might be some boring pages. As it happens, the longest spy novel ever written turns out to be one of the best. With its mixed cast of real and fictional characters, its spies and counter-spies, moles and heroes, sorcerers and apprentices, all the men and women whose lives and loves are inextricably bound up with the work of the agency and the fascinating actuality of the historical events, there's little room for melodrama. Littell does, though, allow himself a few moments for literary criticism, as when Turiti, in retirement, tells one of his former apprentices that he's been catching up on his reading of spy novels. "I finished one yesterday," he says, "called The Spy Who Came In From the Cold." He gets the mood right, but he loses me when he says spies are people who play cowboys and Indians to brighten their rotten lives. No cowboys and Indians here. Only a lot of smart, daring people, sometimes making inspired choices, sometimes making colossal blunders. And through all this, master spy novelist Littell definitely seems to get the mood right.
The book is The Company. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University.